104 WGCL. It is Wednesday afternoon. And if it's Wednesday afternoon, that means we talk food and fun and local stuff with my great friend Jordan Davis, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. I'm just happy you can get with me today. I know what sunshine means in your business. It means lots and lots of ice cream.
Yeah, it's today's been pretty nonstop, but it's a good thing. I wouldn't have it any other way. I got to go do a small Sunday bar for one of the classes over at Jackson Creek. So I got to go get outside and enjoy the sunshine a little bit myself. It was pretty nice.
Very nice. Who couldn't possibly love ice cream? And speaking of your generosity and kindness, Summit Elementary had their dine and donate last night. I'm sorry we missed you. We had a baseball game that started at 7 and ended about, I think we got home at like 9:30 last night. That should not happen for 9 and 10-year-old baseball. But when everybody walks, sometimes the games take a little bit longer. But if you have a business model and a gap in it, you should be selling cups of ice cream at the concession stands at Winslow, and you could name your price for that. So all they would need, if they have a place to keep ice, surely they have a place to keep ice cream cold. You're welcome. I don't want any part of the proceeds. Just fill the kids up on ice cream, will you?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We've done it in the past down at the Smithville Park, but cool. Yeah, we might have to get in there at Winslow. I think baseball and ice cream kind of go hand in hand.
They sure do, and if the Indiana Hoosiers are not having any more home games, you have a little cart that's convenient. You just wheel that down there, right? Boom, 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 boom. And then next thing you know, Lovey's retiring. That's how that works.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah. You work harder, he retires. You know how that goes. Hello, Lovey. How are you today? We hope he's listening. As usual. Last time I thought I saw you out and about, you had a very busy weekend, Friday night bingoing and then DJing on Saturday afternoon. Did I get this all right on a Mother's Day weekend of all things?
Oh man, yeah, last week was insane, man. Did like 60 hours for the Moose, did a bingo Wednesday night at Palau, Thursday night at Brothers, Friday night at Fairfax, then did a DJ gig at the Sinkhole on Saturday. It was a good week. It was fun. Mother's Day was absolutely nuts at the stores. We really appreciate everyone that came out and had some patience with us. But everyone seemed to be happy. We slung a ton of ice cream and we've been working through the new food menu too.
The new food menu looks fantastic. And Jordan Davis is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He is the podcast impresario. We have two podcast impresarios on Wednesday. Jordan Davis goes first. David Hayes follows at 4:30. With the No Dishes podcast, but banana pudding ice cream, hot sandwiches rolling out. Saw a little buffalo chicken on the old internet. Well, see, now I'm hungry again. Every time you come on here, all I do is get hungrier.
Yeah, man, just trying to do my job, you know. yeah, the banana pudding's been going really, really well. People are really enjoying it. I had a buddy come by today, and I got to make him the buffalo chicken sandwich, which he really enjoyed, even though at first I forgot to put the buffalo sauce on it because I was distracted talking to him. But I realized halfway through it I got the buffalo sauce on him. On there, but yeah, on a really good Cuban bread, some blue cheese, crispy chicken, buffalo sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion. It's hard to go wrong.
Well, you can go down there and grab that at the Chocolate Moose. What time is the hot menu available, buddy?
All day, man. We're open 11 to 11 at our Walnut store. That's where the hot menu is. We also have our Indian Avenue location open 2 to 10 every day. But obviously, if you want hot food over there, you're going into Buffalooey's, and we'll take care of dessert. But yeah, man, come see us at the Walnut store. Maple bacon chicken sandwich, mac and cheese, potato wedges. What's really good is if you get the mac and cheese, this is off menu, little menu hack for you here, bud.
Oh, breaking, we have
mac and
news.
Cheese with the Coney sauce mixed together.
Oh, things you can't eat anymore, but you are helping put together for the rest of us. I like that. I like how that works out. So that's exciting. If you're hungry today, well, it's week number 2 of Food Truck Wednesday over in Ellettsville.
Yeah, 4:30 to 8:30 today. We've got a really good lineup. We're on Sale Street.
Is that where you're at every time over there? So that doesn't move, does it?
No, yeah, it's always at that same spot right there downtown in between the kind of two main thoroughfares on Sale Street. This week, we'll be out there slinging ice cream, La Poblana Taco Truck, Weaver's Smoke Eater's Barbecue, Bloom Burger, Arepa Burger, Donair Kebab, and for the first time this year, Pappy Shack. They do some really cool mini stuff that other places don't do. Some different types of, like, they've had, I mean, it always rotates, but they've got, like, great desserts. They've done a really good tenderloin in the past, like a great brat. So they kind of fill a void that none of the other trucks are doing. But, yeah, come check it out on Sale Street every Wednesday from 4:30 to 8:30, and it's free to attend.
Where do you park down there, Jordan, for people that might not spend a lot of time in Ellettsville? I'll have Marty Hawk on with me next half hour. She'll tell me exactly where to go, but I know you've been there enough to guide people in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of on-street parking just around that area. So there's not, like, one lot. I can just be like, just go to this lot and you're good. But there is quite a bit of parking around there. Just park where there's not a sign that says you're going to be towed and you'll be okay.
It's just that simple, folks. Please, 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 please don't overthink it. Just don't do it. Just go over there. Have a good time. Look outside. It's 75 degrees in sunshine, and they get started in about 40 minutes. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And that's every Wednesday. How long does that run, Jordan? I know maybe not as long as you guys down at Switchyard. We'll talk about Food Truck Friday here in a second. But how long does Food Truck Wednesday in Ellettsville go?
Yeah, so that's going to go through the end of September. And then just like with Food Truck Friday, if there's ever a weather cancellation, just look at the Facebook page, Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday Facebook page, or the Bloomington Food Truck Friday one. And we try to make the decision as late as we can, you know, in case the weather changes, but also to give the trucks enough time to prep food.
Yeah, because you can't, you don't click your heels and all of a sudden everything's ready to go. That food is not cooked in the food truck. That is made in where? Commissaries and other places, and then it's served out of the... Well, I guess some places can cook in the truck, but it's a lot easier if you have it ahead of time. So that's the good news there. Food Truck Friday this week. I'm trying to improve on your weather. It's only 50-50. That's fine. It seems like every Friday it's 50-50. What is it about Fridays that has given us issues now?
I know, man. It's like it'll be beautiful weather all week, and then Friday it's just like, just kidding. but yeah. It is what it is, man. Yeah, we've talked about it. We just hope for the best, try to make the best decisions we can, keep the trucks happy, keep everyone that comes out to the event happy. You know, if it's last I looked, it was 30%. So I'm hoping it goes back to that. But yeah, if we're a go for this week, we've got a really cool lineup. DJ Mad Dog, she's one of the just best DJs you've ever heard. She actually played Food Truck Friday for us way back when she first started DJing, when we had it at the stand. So she's going to be there DJing for us. I'm really excited about that from 5:30 until 9. And then we've got, I was trying to find my lineup.
You look for your lineup. I'll ask you a question to distract the listener. What makes a great DJ, in your opinion? I know you've had plenty of experience doing that. You've played all kinds of venues. So for people that say, there you go. I'll just ask the question and shut up, Glass. What makes a great DJ?
Yeah, so for me, I mean, it's just reading the crowd. You know, Mad Dog is on a whole nother level than I ever will be as far as transitions and making it. You want to make it seamless. You got to read the crowd. Sometimes you're playing stuff that's more background music. If you're doing like, you know, dinner during a wedding, then you got to just know when to kind of turn it up, get it more upbeat, when to mellow out, when to play some slow songs. Really just reading the room, reading reactions, and trying to figure out what's going to please the most people while just kind of setting the tone and the vibe of the event.
Well, there you go. And Jordan Davis is our guest. Bingo caller, workout fanatic, banana pudding, coffee shop. What don't you do? I was bemoaning earlier today about not having enough hours in the days or days in the weeks. Well, I can't come complaining when you're around because you're just about as busy as everybody.
Yeah, it's starting to get to me a little bit, but it's good, man. It's all stuff I love doing. That's what I always say. Like anytime someone asks like how you do all this stuff, but if you're single and you don't have kids and you love everything you do, you can do it too.
Well, don't burn yourself out. That's not any fun either. So let's, summer is almost here. Next week, we're going to have temperatures on Memorial Day weekend into the upper 80s. That'll be a whole different Food Truck Friday, but you're going to have the splash pad. That'll be in use for sure, and that's not puddles from the rain either that we're talking about. So that will be fun. You are doing, I want to just make sure people know, into the Memorial Day weekend, you are going to do Food Truck Friday, the final Friday of May, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's every single Friday, unless the weather obviously prohibits it. And then the only Friday that it is not happening at Switchyard Park is the last Friday in September, where we move it to Kirkwood for the Lotus Music and Arts Festival.
Whoop, whoop. There's always fun stuff. Always fun stuff going on, and that's what makes it fun. And every Wednesday, Jordan and I talk about food and the restaurant business and everything else that's going on. We saw an interesting article that both of us were talking about off the air. The building that is just I'm going to go south of Kroger. It's an empty lot when you go off the when you're on the Beeline Trail. It would be east of the Beeline Trail. I want to say that's on the south side of Dodd Street. Ah, oh, geez, I shouldn't have done this.
I think it's First and Morton is what it said.
Is that what it said, First and Morton? Okay, that gives you a little bit better idea. First Street and Morton. It's the old brick building that's been sitting there for a long, long time. And now the rumor is what?
Yeah, so they're building it out into a restaurant, but they don't know what the restaurant is yet. So I think that the developers, the landowners, they're going to make it into a building with a patio for outdoor dining that's going to connect to the Beeline, have bike lanes, all that cool stuff. But they don't know, like, I think they're just building it out and then hoping that a restaurateur comes in and fills the space.
Well, you know, that would be interesting because if you head south on the Beeline, Hopscotch kind of is the only place to go, correct?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have Hopscotch there, and so the coffee shop and Hopscotch Kitchen, which is phenomenal. I mean, you have Cardinal, which is right off
on the other side, correct?
Cardinal Spirit. And then very close, you have Feast and Southern Stone. But this is going to be pretty cool, man. It's going to be over 14,000 square feet for the restaurant and event space, and they're going to have 36 parking spaces. So if you're not riding the bike, you should still have somewhere to park, too.
And we'll that has to all go get past and all the hurdles and everything else that goes along with that. So that's exciting. The most favorite thing we do here on every Wednesday is what have you been eating? Your new diet. You look great, by the way. I saw the workout picture. Looking good, buddy. Looking good. What are you still indulging yourself in now for the healthy listeners in our audience?
Yeah, so I've been able to find some pretty good things, and I also have a cheat one in here, too. But an excellent lunch I had was over at B-Town Euros, the international market. It's also now DATS.
It's half and half, really, right? Hard for get a little on one side and a little on the other.
Yeah, but I just did. They've got this, like, platter that had some chicken shawarma, some gyro meat, a little hummus, just some lettuce. And that was awesome. It was fresh, light, like still really, really tasty. I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. And they've got a really nice, like patio over there that they just built. It has like, I think it's a pergola. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I'm not a homeowner, but, yeah, man. Then yesterday I did feta, dude. They, Hillside and Henderson, they just crush it. Just loaded up the double chicken on some quinoa with some egg, a little lemon tahini dressing, cucumber, ooh, spice carrots. What was it? Sumac onions, pickled red onions. Just loaded it up. It was awesome. Feta, I just can't speak highly enough. They're always really consistent. I had a little cheat, too, on Sunday. I know we mentioned
Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day. And we were just getting our butts handed to us and dealing with, you know, some family emergencies of staff calling off, which obviously we're happy to cover for so they can take care of what they need to. But we got ourselves some did a little trade with our friends over at Pizza X, and I went full-blown fat kid for a night, and it was amazing.
The PGA Championship is this week in Oak Hill, New York, and Justin Thomas is the defending champion. You've heard of Justin Thomas, the golfer, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He's won two PGA Championships. But he just let everybody – he hasn't been playing great this year, but he let everybody know 2 weeks ago, the last time he played, that he is on a no-sugar, no-something diet. And he said, I would straight out do undescribable things for a pizza and ranch dressing right now. So I get what you're going through, I think.
Yeah, well, so the thing I'm doing, it's a 10-week challenge through Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping over on Landmark. And it's been really, really fun and good and, like, engaging workouts. But – The reason I tell you that is they don't call it a cheat day. They call it a fun day.
Yeah, which, so it doesn't sound like you're breaking the law, right?
Yeah, which although I don't know how I feel about it because I still have fun the other days. But, like, I, you know, that infers the other days aren't fun.
Well, then just call it a cheat day then. That sounds better.
That's what I do, and then I get corrected. But, yeah, no, it's been a really good experience. I've got my 5-week testing coming up Saturday, where we do the measurements, the body scan, the visceral fat, the mile run, the push-ups, sit-ups, all that, to see how I've progressed in 5 weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time. But it's cool, man. I mean, there's a lot more options out there than you think. I'm still able to go eat local and eat delicious, and then you cheat a little bit one day a week when I feel the need to. And man, the number one thing I had been craving was pizza. So
yeah, carbohydrates. Shout out to sugar.
Shout out to the campus store for swapping us a large pizza and an order of breadsticks for a large homemade milkshake and 2 banana splits.
Well, you're not going to have to go to the campus store. You'll have a closer one. When is 3rd Street getting done? East 3rd Street,
yeah.
Excuse me. That's right off Grant. It used to be the old cleaners or wash and dryer place. Meese getting close to getting that one fired up?
That's a great question. I was chatting with him on the phone today, and I didn't ask about it.
But it looks like they're doing stuff over there. I mean, I drove by and saw trucks and things in that direction. But there's a million apartments going up right there. So follow me, so you learn something. You learn something new every day, won't you?
Yeah, and then that's where those new apartments, that's where Brewburger is going to be going, our first, the first Cunningham Restaurant Group foray into Bloomington. So we'll see how that goes.
And then we're just waiting for that building to be completed before Brewburger moves in.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. You move more people downtown, you got to give them more options. How big is the Cuban bread for the buffalo chicken sandwich? It looks like it's 18 inches long. It looks like a small bat that they give away at Bat Day in the stands.
Yeah, whenever I like wrap it up in the foil, it does feel like hearty. Not quite as like hefty as a Chipotle burrito, but a little longer. It's I think it's an 8-inch bread.
Okay. That'll get you where you need to go. That will put fuel, like I tell Mikey, that will put fuel in the tank. Where else you been eating? What else do we need to know? Food Truck Friday is coming up this Friday, obviously. We've got Memorial Day weekend. Not this weekend, but next. So we'll get into all the fun things we do for that. Where else you been going, buddy?
Yeah, so obviously I know our main thing here is Bloomington local spots, but we talk chains every now and then. And this was, I stopped at a chain in Indy. I was going to pick up a friend up there, and they've got one down here too. So I want to give them a shout out because it was just such a good, positive experience. But I stopped at the Longhorn Steakhouse. I know, but it was really good. Our server was phenomenal. And I feel like anyone that's ever worked in restaurants or been a server, like, you're as understanding as they come, but it's also impossible to not internally critique everything they do. Like, it just kind of goes with the territory.
By the way, that'll never turn off, just so you know.
Yeah, but this guy, his name was Mike, and he was absolutely phenomenal. He was really, really good. I did like a filet and lobster tail, which was like $34, which is like,
oh, hey,
affordable for what you're getting. So yeah, I just wanted to show the random Longhorn on 86 and Indy some love because I had a great experience. So hopefully they're doing that same level of stuff down here in Bloomington.
We always have a fun conversation on Wednesdays when you join us, but part of the restaurant community in Bloomington lost an icon earlier this week. Jim Carl, the original owner of Yogi's, the man who brought the concept of the sports bar to the forefront in Bloomington, he passed away a couple of nights ago, so I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Jim was, I think he was 82. It doesn't matter. Well, your friends are your friends. You don't care how old they are. That's not important. Right. But send a prayer thought to his wife, Bonnie, and son, Chris. Obviously, people that you knew on the corner of 10th and Indiana, the closest thing to cheers I've ever found. But, yeah, tough week for us in that part of the restaurant business.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked under Jim, you know, during my stint there over at Old Yogi's. And yeah, I got that text a couple of days ago from Lovey, and it's super sad. You know, Bonnie's incredible. Chris is great. So, you know, obviously, hopefully the community will be there for them, and we'll, I'll miss seeing Jim, zipping around town in the Porsche Boxster.
And before that was the Miata. And, yeah, he had a couple of, a little fun toys. No one had more fun. No one had more fun in the restaurant business either than Jim Carl. He loved the sports bar. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So that's a sad one today. How'd your bartending shift go over at Scenic View?
Oh, man, yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually. That was it was cool. They were popping off. Jenny and Jessica do an amazing job of running the show over there. And, yeah, whipping up a lot of mimosas and Bloody Marys. Obviously, I didn't try it, but I know from the past that they've always had one of the best Bloody Marys in town. And yeah, man, it was good shaking off the rust, getting back in there, and just seeing some, you know, faces I knew coming in, and the looks on people's faces. They're like, "What are you doing, man?" Like, what? Just helping out, you know. So it was pretty funny, but it was a great time. People really enjoyed everything. The food coming out of there looked phenomenal, which kind of adds up to my recent visit there a few weeks ago.
Excellent. Mother's Day, busy weather, gorgeous. Great for ice cream, great for Bloody Marys, great for spending time together with the family, and even great for a trip to Longhorn Steakhouse. You have a great Wednesday, and Food Truck Wednesday, Ellettsville, 4:30 to 8:30. And we'll see you Friday at Switchyard, buddy, starting at 11 a.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much for having me on, as always.